Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 32. So our expedition was really quite small now. It was just the three of us, Roger Kohler Lumpset, Mr. Freddy Bananas III, and I, and our camels, of course. We'd lost the guide Rutiga and the porters to an odd panic when we were barely out of Zuleiga. We had lost Sammy to his gambling creditors in the Lesser Hills, and now we had lost the intrepid, if somewhat irritating, avaricious Sea Ole to the relatively raging Humbunga River. And lastly, our remaining guide, the useful Hobie, to God knows what. Perhaps his own good sense had finally kicked in, and he had returned to the bosom of his family, assuming he had one. But now I was quite concerned for the continued well-being of our party, as we trundled back to the river crossing where Freddie B. and the camels sat waiting. I considered our situation. Neither Roger nor I were native to this region, or even this continent. We were not even particularly well read on the moors and ways of it. For instance, I could not have fathomed a guess at what plants were edible and which deadly. I knew of no other way across the Humbunga, and I wasn't even sure I could find my way back to Zuleiga, had that been our decision. I was pretty sure Roger knew precious little more about these things. Our simian companion, although no doubt he had spent his entire life hereabouts, was not exactly a font of knowledge on any subject. His opinions and ideas he kept to himself. Some of that was indubitably due to his lacking the power of speech. Perhaps he wanted to help. I do not know. His hairy face was hard to read. When we arrived back at the river crossing, Roger sat down next to Freddy and gently put his arm around him. It was a touching gesture. He was obviously stricken by the loss of his friend, and was in need of the kind of consolation that only our dear animal pals can provide. Sadly, however, this poignant scene did not last, as this latest physical contact with Roger only served to refire Mr. Banana's more, shall we say, baser instincts. What I mean to say is this. The chimp took this as a romantic invitation, swiftly mounted Roger, and began fervently dry-humping him again. As this was not at all appropriate, given the time and place, I immediately leapt forward and began trying to wrest the chimp from the object of his desires. I was rather frantically engaged in the attempt when Hobie rode up behind me. I could not see it, absorbed as I was in rescuing Roger from the Randy Ape, but Hobie was not alone.